good. You're waking up. I wanted to let you rest as much as you could, but we're nearly at the castle, and I believe it would be best if you stirred yourself now. You've been asleep for quite some time, little one. We're nearly at the castle. Yes. Everything that happened to you recently did happen. I found you at the festival, and I've decided for the time being, you will be staying with me. Aww, there's that cute little blush. Now, there are a few things I need you to know. For the time being, you'll be my guest, and I'll ensure that you're well cared for. You'll have food, clean clothes, a nice warm bed. Anything your little heart desires. But, in exchange, you must do as I say. Understand? Good. Come along. Let us return home. This is where you shall live for the foreseeable future. I believe you will find it much more accommodating and lavish than your old home. Then again, if what you've told me is true, then really almost anything would be nicer than where you lived. Hmm? You slept on straw with old rags as blankets? Yet you were happy? Hmm. We'll need to discuss this later. Come, come. Let's get you cleaned up. This way. It is good to see you. We assume all went well while we were away. Yes, the festival was nice as always. Oh, well, there are guests. And as such, you will treat them well. While they're here, they're under our protection, understand? Good. Now come, my dear. They dare question my decisions. I am the crowned queen of this land. If I so choose to bring home an abused ear, they should all know better than to ever question my choices. I should have put them all to Oh, what? How much of that did you hear? Do not lie to me, precious. I told you, I will care for you. But I don't want you to think that I'm a fool. No, I meant nothing of it, my sweet. I just don't want anyone thinking you aren't worthy of my assistance. For the queen to help someone who sleeps in a stable is unheard of, but it changes nothing. No one will tell me how to rule, and if I want to help you, then I'm very much going to. Okay, here we are. This is where you shall be staying for the time being. It's certainly nicer than a stay bed, is it not? Now, hold still. I think the servants may have something that'll fit you. If not, I'll have to go fetch something tomorrow. Don't worry, my little dear. You'll be clothed in the finest outfits, and you'll look cute as can be as well. Aww, there's that precious pink I adore so much. If this room is not to your liking, you can always come stay with me. Aww, are you sure? Very well. I leave it to you, my sweet. And if you ever change your mind, though... Oh, no, I've gone and done it. Your whole face is pink. How sweet. Now, it is late. I will have the servants bring you something to eat and drink. And in the meantime, if you wish to get ready for bed, I will leave you to it. Although, I'd prefer to help you with that. Oh, nothing. Just wishing you the best rest. a little cutie like you has ever had. Why you? Well, I'm not sure what you mean, precious. Do you mean, why did your own family mistreat you? If that is it, I can only assume there was an ugliness they carried in their bloodline that you were born without. And they hated seeing how beautiful and lovely you were. How your little face is so kissable and cute. How... Oh. Why am I helping you? That is simple, my sweet, precious little one. From the moment I laid my eyes on you, I saw that you were something I wanted to protect. Something I wanted to care for. In some way, shape, or form. I know it sounds very unlike a queen to think and act in such ways, but seeing you, I don't know. But seeing you approach with that sweet doll you made yourself, asking for nothing in return, not even speaking of the ones who hurt you, but merely wanting to thank me. Well, I didn't even know you existed. I guess it touched my heart. You have such kindness and love in your heart. I believe it was only befitting that someone show you such kindness in return. If you are unhappy, you are free to leave. I will have the servants provide you with food, transport, and money to start a new life. But only if that is what you truly desire. If it isn't... You mean it? You'll stay? For now, at least? Oh, that's good enough. I promise you'll be as happy as one can be, precious. You'll know only love and laughter while you're under my care. You'll never want to leave. And I'll never let you leave. I won't let you go back to them. I promise anything you want, you shall have. You wish for food? Well, fair enough. I'll check with the servants and see how it's coming. In the meantime, you make yourself comfortable. I'll be back to check on you later. After all they've been through, they ask for so little. How can anyone treat such an adorable thing like them so cruelly? And how could they ever think of leaving? I won't let them. I can't let them.